Welcome to the JD Show. I'm going to share with you an unforgettable story. It's a story about a kid who joined a family business at age 14. By the time he was 20, he literally went through a job cycle of 18 jobs in a period of 2 years, down to a point where he didn't even have enough money to eat. Emotionally down, psychologically down, financially down, relationships down, pretty much everything that you can imagine, even health was suffering. And that kid, where literally absolutely no one, and I mean no one on this earth, believed in him. And that was me. That was me. Suicidal, just didn't know what to do, zero clarity in life. To a point where I managed to build a company of 47 people, managed to sell that company, managed to get to a point where I've built a multi-million pound property portfolio, now able to really travel the world and live in different places. I've been living, I'm based out of London, so I'm living in Delhi for the last 6 months, chilling out, spending time with family. Planning to spend some time in San Francisco and then down to UAE, maybe spend some time in Dubai as well. And the only reason I've been able to get to this point, maybe somewhere, somehow, some luck as well, for sure, no doubt about that. But I think one of the main reasons I've been able to get to this point, and it's almost like a story, right? We live in a story at any given time. And this is a story of like an underdog. Right. I was the one literally absolutely no one believed in. Like, I do not know a single person, even from my immediate family or friends or anyone, who actually believed that I was ever going to make it to a point where, like, I'm a full time investor. We invest in properties. We also invest into equity market as well. That's investing in tech ideas ourselves. But how did I get to this point? I've been, like I said, not just fortunate, luck plays a part, I do believe to some extent, but at the same time, a lot of hard work. But does hard work can take you that level? The answer is no. It has, I would say, about 25% correlation to success, to hard work is. So what is the rest of it? And how can anyone get to that point where they have this financial freedom, time freedom, location freedom? How can anyone get to that point? I did put loads and loads of time learning. I managed to read well over 1,000 books and actively implementing everything that I was learning behind the scene. Do we find things challenging even right now? Every step of the way. But at the same time, a lot of things that we've learned kind of started working behind the scene. You know, marketing strategies, you know, pitching, leadership, creativity. How can you look at a challenge in your life? I don't like using the word problems, because when you look at a problem, something as a problem, it does become a problem. It's more like, okay, looking at it from a challenge perspective. Okay, I have a challenge. How do I solve this challenge? What is the most creative way to solve the challenge that might be in front of you? Can you find that solution within an hour, within a day? The answer is no. Sometimes it's a gradual process of, you know, connecting the dots and saying, okay, I've got a problem of maybe I don't have enough money to invest. How do you find investors? Maybe you don't have the right deals in front of you. How do you find the best deals? Right? Nowadays, we literally come across deals that are 20, 30% discounted every single day, pretty much every single day. Now imagine when we look at these and buy these deals, you know, 15, 20, 25, 30% discount, and we keep them for a certain period of time, we come out of recession, we go back into the normal phase, we can then realize that hit 30%, or, you know, by that time it's an increment of another 10, 20%. We realize that equity and refinance and pull out and then invest it back into buying more portfolio. But like I said, how do you get to that point? What are the triggers? What sits at the core, right? It's something that I'm actually going to share with you in our upcoming event, which is on the 30th of March. We're going to provide loads and loads of value. Like, I will really dig deeper into the strategies. I will dig deeper into the psychology, because I honestly believe psychology plays a major part. Like, literally how you think and how you look at a challenge is what makes the biggest difference. At the same time, having clarity on this next steps forward in whichever situation you might be, either you have no money or very little money or loads of money, or maybe you're looking at a buy-to-let investment, or maybe you're looking at a development, or maybe you're looking to buy a below market value deal, or maybe you're looking to buy a hotel for a longer term passive income, we would be able to share more deeper insights into it. Either you're like said you're looking to do developments or planning uplifts, we will share all of that in this upcoming event. Make sure you get your ticket. You'll probably see the link to this ticket on Eventbrite somewhere around this video. Make sure you get that ticket. The tickets are already limited, so grab one now. At the same time, like I said, I will share with you everything, and I mean everything. The challenges we see behind the scene. In fact, one of the things that I want to share with everyone here is that a lot of people look at, you know, investment and being an entrepreneur as, you know, very glamorous. Yes, it can be glamorous, but very, very little time. Like, it's only sometimes that it's glamorous. Most of the times, it's really getting your hands dirty. Like, you're really doing loads and loads of viewings. Like, I remember I ended up buying 4 hotels in a period of 12 months. I did over 100 viewings, right? I ended up getting loads and loads of work done behind the scene, really getting hands dirty. Like, literally, I was dealing with builders, architects, planners, consultants, builders, the most difficult ones to deal with. It's really getting your hands dirty. But at the same time, if you know how to find these below market value deals, if you know how to add more value, you'd be able to create amazing passive income at the back of that. So yeah, have an absolutely amazing day, and I'll see you on the other side.